this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Hi, everybody. Another show here coming up. And today is Monday. And it's the last Monday in February 2011. Not the last day of the month. So, let's do a clearing here for, let's see here. I'll do one for stress. So if you had any stress today, we will clear that from you. Think of something that was stressful. And here it goes. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's do a clearing for physical pain in people's bodies. Here we go. So again, one, two, three, four, and five. And I'm going to do that one again. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. That's better. And we'll do one now for anxiety. That seems to be something that people deal with once in a while. Anxiety clearing.
Here.
One, two, three, four, five, six. That's a lot of energy. Seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow. And one, boy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy. Okay, everyone. We'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Annika, are you out there somewhere?
Yes, I'm out here, Ron. Good to be on. Good to be back together with the Creation Lightship. And the ambassador for Creation Lightship, if you don't know that yet, is Ron, who was just introducing us into a sample clearing for stress. So thank you so much for that. Larry's mentioning yesterday, Monday, February 28th. Hello, everyone, and I see quite a few people there on the fast chat. And I know that on Saturday when we had a sponsor on, Ron, we did say that maybe we could do something and talk a little bit about the robotic clearings and what they're all about.
Yeah, that sounds good. So, whenever I go to an expo, I've been doing this here, maybe the last three expos, and the robotic clearings is how the aliens connect to you some way with a program outside of your body. That's what I perceive is happening. And that interface energy between your body and them or whatever they're using to connect to it is, you could just say your auric field, but it's something that's different. Doesn't appear to be the same thing as that to me. But anyway, they use that, and this network of stuff around you somehow connects to your physical body and maybe all of your muscles, which makes you, when the programs are activated by them, and this is the link to your body, it somehow enables you to respond in a robotic fashion. And it could be robotic speech. It could be also robotic movements. So so it all kind of deals with mind control. So let's do a clearing for that here. We'll just see what happens. So I want you all to maybe, I'll work with the shoulders on down to your fingers. So kind of see how you're feeling. And whenever I do this, people do feel more flexibility or maybe a little bit lighter. So here we go. So we're going to clear your shoulders, and I'll count to five to do that.
Oh, boy.
Heavy. One, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, had to go to 10 on that one. And now we'll move down the arms to your elbow. One on each side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, oh man, 9 and 10. Okay. And you may start to feel your body actually relaxing now as this program of mind control, body control, muscle control is being released from you. Now we'll go from your elbow down to your wrist, including your wrist. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Got in again. Now we'll do the your hands, and then we'll do your fingers and thumbs. So we'll do the hands here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do all your fingers and thumbs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So kind of move around a little bit. Wiggle your shoulders. Maybe you might want to shake your hands a little bit. And just see if you happen to feel a little better. Normally when I do this, everybody almost feels it. You know, high 90 percentile of the people will feel this in the audience. So we might ask for some callers to call in and to comment on maybe what part of them was the stiffest. That might be interesting to find out. Maybe people have had tension being held in their body for a long time in a certain location. That tension would actually be like a judgment, because remember, our emotional stuff gets stored into our bodies, and then we wonder why we have problems. And maybe this is a way to release it from you, along with, remember, the aliens abduct you from situations and occurrences. So this might be a way to have them cut down that process of being stolen off the earth here. So back to you, Annika. If you want to comment on it, you can. So we'll see if a caller wants to call in, too. I'd like to get a caller today, if you could. And you can just check on the homepage here. All the phone numbers are listed. And we're on station one, so there's three lines there. And I'd probably try the last line first. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. Yeah, I have them up on the fast chat, too. And there's one more that I wasn't able to fit, but it'll be up there. And for you who haven't checked out Ron's website yet, if you are on the bbsradio.com website, you will see a little bit about when the Creation Lightship is on. So there's four times on the radio during the week, Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. And next to that information, you have an insignia of the Creation Lightship. It says Creation Lightship Healing. And if you click on that, you will get directed to the website or possibly the insignia that's underneath, right, Ron? That's probably one, too. I clicked on both, and I think I got there with both. So
if you want to visit the website, it's just very easy. You don't have to go through a search or anything. Just click on the insignia, and it'll pop right up. It's underneath the two station buttons there. You have the fast chat with the arrows, the two station buttons with the different column numbers, and the insignia is right there underneath that in the center. So
okay.
Let's see who's going to call in today.
Yeah, and we also have some questions on the fast chat that I can bring up. Somebody here has mentioned quite a bit of what they were going through. A lot of people were talking about the timeline crashes and also the NATO barcode clearing and how that possibly could be linked to, clearing the codes that link us in on timelines by clearing the NATO barcode. So, yeah, there's a lot of interesting comments there. So I wanted to ask for your comments, Ron, on those particular clearings, which might just be some of the most important ones we can be doing right now.
Yeah, the NATO clearing gets the energy off of you that you're born with. So that's the way the planets are connected to you quite heavily. You can also, have you know, the planetary clearing done too, but the natal one is dealing with your name and different numbers that could be associated with you, like your telephone number, maybe your address, your car license plate number, different things like that. Remember, they have to connect with you some way to find you, and that's what they do. And remember, we have done many, many, many clearings in the past where, in fact, I'll do one right now. I want you all to think of your first name. And then you probably have a vowel in your first name. So think of the first vowel that comes up. And I'll clear that vowel energy from you. And then I want you to just say your name out loud right now. And then I want you to say it out loud after I clear the vowel and just see if your name does not resonate with you, because we, in a sense, took the energy off of the vowel, so it's no longer you. So this will be very interesting. So here we go. I'll count to 50 to clear this here. I'll do 10 five times. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. What's known to be 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so say your name out loud and just see how you are feeling. If the name resonates with you or not, then we can probably get some call-ins too. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, that feels really good. I also wanted to see if maybe you can help us drop into our hearts, even though that is on the... It's right up top where there's a lot of audio samples if you go to creationlightship.com, and there's Mind to Heart Drop up there, which Ron takes us through, and it's a good one. Obviously, we need to do that every day. I also wanted to mention that the 8-hour intensives are coming up again for the next month, and they're going to be on this Saturday, if I know it right. And then the next coming Sundays, but there's obviously a weekend that you are in New York City that you're not going to do the Sundays because you're busy down over there. March 18th to 20th, Ron is in New York City at the New Life Expo there in booth 223. So tell us a little bit about that, and maybe you can help us getting heart-centered, because I noticed a little bit of comments about sadness, and it might actually help us to get there more.
Ah, so the aliens are picking on people today. Here we go.
Yeah.
Sadness clearing. And we'll do a timeline crash on that. Remember, they get you through your emotions. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Man, this is a heavy timeline. Many of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So remember, when you crash a timeline, it doesn't happen instantly, because it's very long where it starts off at. Remember, it's in time. So how long is that time? Okay. How long is that line? So if you look at it like it's starting from where I am, maybe in California, hypothetically, and we'll say it goes to across the country to Maine, it doesn't happen instantly. because there is time involved. So this thing is crashing in time because the aliens created time, and it depends how far out they are in the universe of darkness. So what it happens is the timeline gets crashed from where it begins, starts with in the Beyondo. The alien races are terminated who are controlling that timeline, or the individuals of an alien race, I'll put it that way. And then from there, the timeline gets crashed, and whoever is living, experiencing a life on that timeline with the issue, which we did, of sadness, will be released from it. So we just saved a lot of people who are dealing with sadness right now, because they're no longer going to be on that particular timeline of sadness. There could be 100 other timelines, but the one that we're crashing right now, the ones that we did, are going to be gone. And it takes a while. It could take up to a couple of hours. So if you do a timeline crash and you feel a little strange, it could be because it's still crashing. Once it's done, then you feel better. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, that's so great. And I know we have somebody who's having a birthday. Funny, my fast chat went away there, but I know somebody's having a birthday. Leslie, is that it, Ron?
I believe it was, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and something that can bring happiness, too, is obviously enjoying something on the light ship for Leslie. Can we do that today, Ron?
Yeah, so since we're at the very last day of the month, we'll just include this for everybody who's born next month. So people who are born in March, we're going to the light ship for a birthday party. So here we go. We're going up, everybody. This will only work for people who are on the call live right now. So here we go. Going up to the light ship. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're now going into the room where we're having the cake and the ice cream. And whatever you choose to have, there's all different types. I like to get the like German chocolate cake with some little bit of ice cream and hot fudge on it and stuff like that. And maybe some strawberries and maybe some blueberries too, and whatever else they have for berries. So remember, just a little piece. So I'm not getting, you know, this big thing that's probably 4 inches square like you normally would get, we'll say, at a diner or something. But, you know, this is about maybe a quarter of an inch square. So you look at it and you go, well, yeah, get out the magnifying glass here. You know, look for the topping. But we're having it right now. We can have seconds and thirds. So we're singing happy birthday to Leslie and everyone else who is there. And here we go. Let's have our cake or whatever you want to have. So we're having it into our mouth now. You might feel your saliva changing. And the Light Being Choir singing happy birthday to us. And if you happen to be a parent of a person that's having a birthday too, then you're being rewarded too for having that child. So here we go. Have that. I'm going to get seconds right now coming into our mouth. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And they do have like some fizzy water up there. So if you want to have something like some kind of fizzy carbonated type of water, they have that there too. And you can put different types of flavoring in it if you like. So here we go. Having some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So we'll come back from the light ship. And we're here now. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, that was a real treat, and thank you for having us go up an extra time. Usually it's more on Saturdays that we have the Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, and if you haven't heard it before, it's really wonderful to listen to Creation Light Ship on the Saturday call, which is late. It's at 9 p.m. on Saturday night Pacific Standard Time, so even later if you're on the East Coast, but we have a lot of people come on that, and even people that are over in Europe and saying good morning to us. So that's very special. And now I have it up for March when the actual calls are happening. No, now they went again. goodness, my computer here. So I have the times, and I know it's starting this Saturday with the four-hour call. Oh, here it is, coming up. So Saturday, March 5th, we do have the four-hour Creation Lightship Physical Healing and Ascension Preparation call. And if you are coming on there, you can just email Ron, and you can also pay on PayPal through the creationlightship.com, the page there. And then also we have three Sundays doing special intensives. They're eight-hour calls. So much healing gets done. If you really want to jumpstart your healing, it's fantastic. And that is Sunday, March 6th. This coming Sunday, we're starting the first, then it's Sunday, March 13th, and Sunday, March 27th, which is the last Sunday. So how are you all doing out there? You may call in. Call in numbers, the toll-free numbers, 888-815-9756, and there's a few other lines you can call. So, it's it seems like a lot of people have been hit with stuff, and I know you have fear clearing, we have anxiety clearing up online, Ron, and a few people mentioning sadness, irritability, timeline crashes. What can we tell them? There is the Be Here Now that's on free on the website, Ron, but I'll leave it over to you, hand it over to you.
What I'd probably consider is maybe there's some type of rituals going on with people. I don't know if this is anything special on this date today or last weekend, but it's possible that maybe a lot of people are doing group meditations and things, you know, like that, which also affect everybody here. Remember, when people connect to the mind consciousness energies, and we're all connected to it because we live in time, that can affect you. Remember, that's how the secret works and why they talk about the secret, because that's force of will. That's going against, using the energy of darkness to control people, and that's what they're doing when you do that type of clearing, where you do connecting with mind energy. And then with mind energy, then you're like finding your parking place or having things happen in your life according to your particular way of thinking. And for the person doing that, it might be really great. They go, man, I can really control people. I can find my parking place. Well, just think what you're doing to the poor person who's into a store trying to do some shopping. And it's the battle of the minds, and your mind is more powerful than theirs. And all of a sudden, you made them do something against their free will because they had to go out and move their car for you. So that's the way it works. That's the way the mind energies control people. So what I'm kind of saying is maybe there's some big event going on. Maybe one of the New Age churches could be doing something. I don't know. Maybe there's some kind of rituals going on around the world causing this here. And it could also be, I haven't checked the news recently, but I know in the Middle East they're having troubles maybe a couple of weeks ago. And maybe that energy is kind of leaking over onto you. So let's just try this here. Let's just assume that's what it is. And I don't know if anybody wants to comment and they saw something on an email where, you know, maybe, you know, I get stuff all the time sometimes where people are doing this mass meditation, you know, for the world to do and everything else to bring up the vibration of the planet spirit and themselves and get more light into them. Well, that could be happening too. But let's just say that that nobody's doing anything out there. And somehow we're now attached to the Middle East mindset of whatever they're doing over there. Okay, I know they had a lot of turmoil going on. And I won't comment on what that is, but we know it was in the news where people were rebelling, we'll say. Let's just say that that's a lot of energy there. And from there, it's leaking into the reality of the mind energy. on the timeline that we're living on here, and we're being affected by it. So we'll just assume that's what it is, and we'll clear the energy from you. Simple as that. We'll see what happens. So if you feel an energy shift, it's because the people over there are putting forth energy in the mind energy matrix, and it's affecting, leaking over into your consciousness. So here we go. We'll clear that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'd like you all to see how you're feeling, to see if it got lighter for you. And remember, somebody else's thoughts can affect you. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, it's totally true that we can feel all kinds of things and not always good. But the actual clearing is not able to bring you anything negative, as it only takes away negativity. So maybe we should mention a little bit about how do the clearings actually work, and what are you doing, Ron, for somebody who might not know?
Yeah, the light chip is bringing up your spiritual blueprint, seeing what is connected to you. That would be darkness, because remember, all mind energy is darkness, so we just focused on something. This is why you have to request a healing for a specific thing when you go to the light chip. They see you in pure divine perfection all the time. So we just zeroed in on an event, and just to see if it has affected anybody out there in a negative way. And you can just see how you're feeling. Very possibly something was going on like that. So back to you, Annika.
So what if somebody feels chronically anxious? As in more chronic than not necessarily related to something that just going on now, but having that, you know, what particular clearings might be good?
Boy, anxious. Well, we have an anxiety clearing. You may want to just see what other thing is happening. If you haven't done your emotional clearing yet your whole lifetime, that's where you start with. So you don't take your current condition of what you're dealing with, because the emotional clearing for your whole lifetime could very possibly, clear that energy away from you. And then you want to do the unlimited, so you're current all the time. Why not be in a good place? If you have anything else happening, then you look further. So I'm assuming that the person that we're talking about, or just in general, what to do, that they've already had their emotional clearing. So if they've already had their emotional clearing and they're current and they did clearings today and yesterday and every day of the week a couple times, then if they still feel a problem going on, then you may want to get into the anxiety clearing possibly. You may want to look, is it anxiety? Is it fear? You know, is it anger? So when you finally kind of figure out what it is, you might even want to go on to the self-empowerment clearing. That has many different types of clearings there, which might give you a good idea of what you might be dealing with. I think that's $50 for 6 weeks. And do that clearing so that you're able to get out of your funk so you can see where you are in your life. And then from there, I would, kind of evaluate yourself. But I always do the evaluation after you do the emotional clearing. So there's many clearings that deal with emotional things. Remember, this is what we're here to do, is to clean out the judgment that you have stored in you from the emotions. And that's kind of the situation. So if you're irritable and, not necessarily, feeling too centered, I would almost, if it's not your norm, I would think that maybe somebody is doing a psychic attack on you. So let me just release that here. So what I'll do is release the psychic attacks that's happened in the last 6 hours, okay? I think that would be plenty of time for most people. So we'll start off at the first hour. This is anybody's thoughts that came to you. Remember, they're all psychic attacks. Even if somebody smiles at you and says they like you, and they're sending mind energy to you with that, that's still a psychic attack on you. So here we go. Because your body does not resonate with their frequency. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, you can't put, a square peg in a round hole. It doesn't work. So everybody's energy is different. That's why you want to be very careful to keep your body temple sacred. So 1 hour, your first hour here, we'll go back 6 hours. So just look at your clock, go back 6 hours, and we're going to clear the energy of mind energy being projected to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then the second hour, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. A lot of stuff there. 3 hours. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 4 hours. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 5 hours. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 6 hours. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what I will say, kind of to see how you feel, let's just say that your genetics is the same genetics of the people over in the Middle East that are having this confrontation, this freedom event happening, whatever you want to call it there, okay? But you're over here living, so you don't think that their energy is ever going to affect you because you're many, many miles away. Well, when they do something, and it could even be a family member, or it could be a relative of yours that you don't even know, that's still going into their DNA. And then from there, their DNA, who you don't even know, can and will resonate with your DNA. Okay? So even if it's somebody that's a cousin, a long ways away, or maybe they're so far down on the genetic pool, that maybe they were a relation of you maybe 10 generations ago, they still have that genetics in there, and that's still going to resonate to you because they're involved with something, and what they're involved with will resonate with them, and it'll go to everybody else in that genetic line, and since you're in that, it'll affect you. That's why we have the 7 generational clearings on the website. So, just see how you're feeling. So, we just cleared out energies that could have attached to you energetically from the Middle East. So, back to you, Annika.
Yeah, it's just amazing that, I really felt that, and it's like the last 6 hours. So, it's amazing how, it makes you wonder, right? But, yeah, there's definitely a lot to it. And I saw other people were commenting, too. I think some people felt other things that were earlier on, but Stephanie, I think, was particularly feeling this now. And, thank you all for your comments. And, again, you may call in if you want to. Otherwise, we're just going to kind of continue on whatever we're talking about, Ron. And since the timelines and the timeline crashes are such a hot topic, and so important for us to do if we can, maybe you can talk a bit about them again. Let's say, what is it you can do on timelines?
Well, you can clear the emotions that the aliens are attaching to you. So naturally, the aliens abduct you daily, all the time. Unfortunately, according to your emotional state. Then they put a clone in place of you if you're not here. And that gets kind of scary because their clone technology is getting very, very good. So it's a little difficult sometimes to detect that. But the clone does have your exact memory of you, looks like you, talks like you, then you put the same clothes on the clone that you have. I mean, you have to realize that when we get turned off and on and off and on, you know, for our time relationship, we don't think we're not here. But to them, we could be gone here for a year. Well, they can really fix you up nice, copy your clothes, polish your shoes. You know, if you have a scratch on one of your shoes, they can put that on there instantly, you know. You know, if you have a certain, you know, dirt on maybe part of your clothing or something, maybe you got splashed by a car at an intersection, well, they can copy that. And they may have a year to do this. And then they reinsert you in here. And nobody's going to know the difference because everybody's turned off. So everybody's turned off, and they do their I guess I'd call it the soupy sales shuffle in the old days. And, you know, then you come back here, and maybe everybody that you're with is a clone, you know? And everybody that you were with is now in the Beyondo. So that gets kind of scary. So this is reality. So I'd like to have a reality show. This would be great doing stuff like this here.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
You have to remember that this is what's happening. And what I'll do is a clearing. You mentioned what to clear. And whenever I think of, somehow I saw a movie, I guess a long time ago, and I saw these black people on a boat chained up, you know, with the ankle bracelets on and the ones on their arms. And it just, I mean, it really touched me. So whenever I think of slavery, that movie kind of comes up. So I don't really hang on to too much stuff, but that one somehow imprinted when I saw that of the hardship of the Africans being forced to come over here and being slaves. So what we'll do is a slavery clearing here on a timeline. Remember, I normally only want people to do emotional situations because that's how they're getting you. But slavery could kind of be that, but we'll just stretch it out a little bit here and do this. So here we go. So even if you're not African or black-skinned, we'll say, this may still affect you. So here we go. This is a slavery clearing on a timeline. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, this is a big time crash. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I'm going to do one now for sadness because I feel a little sad here. So let's do that here. Could be from the people in the audience listening here. So a sadness clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. Okay, back to you, Annika.
Goodness, yes, that is heavy. Just B was mentioning that. I got dizzy when you started that first bit, Ron, and yeah, kind of came back to it, but it felt very, very, very strong. So for us who is feeling it, that doesn't necessarily mean that we're the only one who needs this, right? Because you could be going through timeline crashes and not feel it, if I understand it all right. And it makes me want to go on there and do about 20 of them. How mm-hmm. How would that be, Ron?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, that That's a pretty heavy clearing. Wow. And you don't know how you're being used as a slave either, you know? Maybe you're a slave at work, you know?
Well,
You know, I mean, it goes on, you know?
Yeah,
I'm looking at the most gruesome thing, you know, of what people had to go through, but... You know,
mm-hmm.
slavery does have a very probably simple definition, you know, of maybe having somebody own you, control you. I don't know what the exact definition is, but I'm sure you'd probably all agree with that. And, you know, having no rights. So.
Well, it's kind of a common feeling, I think, whenever a country is being mind controlled to go through a downturn in the economy and being all massively controlled by it, you know, like we've had here for a while, especially in California, and I know in the rest of the U.S. too. So, yeah, I have felt that, you know, in whatever work I'm in, that, you know, I do feel like that, and sometimes I have to clear my dreams, because in my dreams I'm doing just as much work.
Yeah.
And I wish I wasn't, you know, it's other timelines that I'm constantly working, and I really don't feel like working when I'm sleeping. And, it's more for me to clear, but I keep at it, and I notice when I do clear it, it goes away for a while, and, you know, certain other things pop up. And it's definitely, I've seen a big change around me on other people. I mean, I've still had to deal with a lot of it myself, but... around me, I've seen more calmness, so that's always good. So you might see that, yeah.
And so, do we have any callers today? Hello, people.
I think people are kind of, it's almost like you guys are asleep out there. I don't know, but maybe you're too tired or something. But do call in and mention what you feel. Freedom says, thank you very much for this. Dulce, thank you. And Jessica was mentioning it was heavy. And Stephanie says, because we are all slaves here in a sense. Yes. Yes.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah.
Planet.
mm-hmm.
Laugh, but we all know that.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a funny thing, but it's not really funny, you know. And I do laugh at it too, but in reality, it's not funny. So yeah, but we have to keep on going and keep clearing it away, and we're doing better and better every day. So that's all good. What else can we talk about, Ron? What do you feel like talking about?
I don't know. I saw a movie last night on Netflix. I don't know what the name was, but it dealt with World War II, and it has some German name that they used in the movie. And it showed how World War II kind of started. And they were talking about it, that a lot of the head German officers did not like Hitler, and they had a tremendous amount of underground intelligence going into Europe there, going to, you know, Britain, you know, England, and going to France. And somehow, I guess when Germany picked on Poland first, the French was there, and they had something like 9 months to a year, and they gave this a certain German name, which indicated that there really wasn't a war, but there was a war going on, and none of the forces, the Allies and the Germans, really did much for like a whole year. This is like in 39 or 40. It's really strange. And the way they talked, if the French would have got together with the British, they could have went and stopped the war instantly. But somehow, everybody was mind controlled. They're all like in a holding pattern. And the French couldn't believe that the Germans would come across a certain area. And they had their fortifications on the north, and the Germans came in through the south, and they were being fed intelligence that the Germans are coming, and they can come this way. And I mean, they're like all zombied out. It's very interesting. Even the Germans were, because the Germans could have took advantage of it quicker, too. So the whole thing was interesting. And then they're talking about, I'm not a history buff, but I guess when the British ships came over to do this rescue of the France, they had two main ships. One had all their supplies on it, and one had the men. And they said, you know, how are they ever going to do anything here when the men don't have any supplies, you know? Because, I mean, the whole thing was, you know, just the mind control there at the beginning of World War II was just horrendous. If you people are interested, I'll try to just figure out what the movie is. You know, I just kind of like to watch the movies because I like watching, you know, some of the tanks. I like the way the tank treads work and stuff. I don't know. But I don't go for the war stuff, seeing people dead or anything, but I do like the technology there. But it's very fascinating of how they said that the Germans didn't do anything for like 6 to 9 months. They did their first push and they stopped. And everybody else just didn't do anything. And everybody was vulnerable. And so it's quite interesting anyway. But that's just probably the mass mind control that happened. And if they would have stepped in, the Allies will say they could have ended the war very, very easily at that time. Mm. And they had more tanks and everything else than the Germans had at that time. So anyway, I'll leave it at that. I don't want to get into war stuff, sounding very negative, but I'm just trying to tell you about how the aliens mind control everybody. Maybe they were still out there trying to figure out what to do to us here, you know? So anyway.
Yeah, and maybe it's interesting if they wanted to keep everybody just in a state for a while because...
Like a holding place and a stupor.
Yeah.
And, you know, because they used hindsight now looking at it, and they really thought that the French really blew it, you know, because they sold their country out by not defending it. Mm-hmm. That's how the movie presented it. But anyway, I don't want to get into that too much, but I'm just talking about mind control and what the aliens are doing, and very interesting. So where can we go from here? I don't have a caller yet. Hey, Larry, you out there? Larry, you always call in. Oh, Larry.
I'm trying to do my best.
Oh, you're there.
Yeah, he's here.
Oh, man, that was quick. Man.
Yeah.
Okay, Larry.
Great.
That's funny. Hi, Larry.
I'm flying high today.
Yeah,
good.
So
I thought that was very interesting about the slave clearing because I feel that we may have trouble sometimes releasing from somebody. We don't know why they want to scold us and be upset with us, and we want to release from them, and we can't because maybe we were conditioned in the past for that slavery that they had a right to punish us or something. We could have been conditioned by a slave relationship with them.
Yeah, you know, the old joke is, you know, the mother-in-law, you know, or maybe father-in-law.
Uh-huh.
I remember hearing that song in the 60s, you know, mother-in-law song. I don't know who made it, but it was kind of funny, you know. But you just wonder, you know, is that energy of the mother-in-law still affecting you genetically from, you know, five generations ago? It's still in your genetics, you know, even though the person's no longer here.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't like you. Maybe that could be maybe why you're, not you, Larry, but people are bringing in stuff into their life where they're not accepted by family members or the opposite sex's family because the mother-in-law maybe put a hex or spell on you. In fact, we'll do that right now.
Okay.
I like being spontaneous here. So here we go. You're not going to know who this is because you weren't living. So we'll go back five generations ago and in your body genetics, and we'll clear out a mother-in-law energy. So which one, I don't know, but we'll just go back five generations. We'll do a mother-in-law. And then we'll do a father-in-law. So here we go, clearing this out. So just see how you people feel by the unseen and your genetics controlling you. So one, clearing it. Two, three, four. Man, I'm getting hatred real quick here. Five, six, anger. Seven, eight. Oh, man. Nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Man, what domination somebody out there has. Okay, now we're going to do a father-in-law. Same time frame. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, I'll do it some more, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30. Okay, so this is five generations ago. So it could be possible because of soul families that the same person that you have now as a mother or father-in-law could have been in your body genetics back then, and they weren't too nice to you also then as they are now. Who knows? Remember, history repeats itself. So I guess back to you, Larry.
Okay, it sounds great that we can get a release from that because the conditioning can be eliminated. We can get a friendly release and peacefulness back within us and not be obligated anymore.
Yep, you hit it on the head, Larry. These clearings bring you back to peace. That's what they all do. Get rid of the judgment, the negativity, and even the positivity. Might shock some people there, but it's all judgment because you want to be in peace. Remember, when you work with duality energies, positive or negative, you have to draw the other one to you to come into balance.
Mm-hmm.
So we've all seen people who possibly, maybe won lots of money. Maybe they won money at a slot machine, and sure enough, the dark side comes in and, makes them, a gambler give it all back again, That they can't leave because they cannot hold on to that energy. And also the energy around them wants them to get back into balance again. So it's another way of looking at things. So remember, when you work in duality, you're always drawing the opposite to you and the same thing to you, depending on what you're working with, because eventually it'll have to reach a balance. So, and hopefully the balance will be where you're in neutral.
Yeah, that's a fantastic comment, the slave release clearing, because that is phenomenal. I think a lot of people are reacting to that like I am, that's really hitting the spot. I'm glad that we really centered on that today and focused on that one.
Yep, and so it's very possible, that something happened around this same physical time, a long, long time ago, maybe the last day in February. Could it go back, thousands of years? And maybe we just happen to be tuning into that frequency of energy that we're all attached to, and it's like a big psychic whammy on us, so you're feeling distraught, and that could be what it is, too.
Right. Okay, well, I appreciate that. Thanks for clearing the cobwebs out, Ron, and I should be renewed about that one, so thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much, Larry, because you're really bringing up some great points there about the slavery holding on to us and all that. So thank you for calling in.
Yeah,
and
that's right. They wouldn't let you go. They made you stay there and live there and forced to work without rights, without choices, and just forced and punished to do what they wanted you to do. So that's why it was sort of difficult to release from people sometime, and I can understand the conditioning there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And there is online the slavery clearing, which is current lifetime. You can do it for your whole life, this lifetime. And I wasn't aware of it myself, but I really think it's something I should look into myself. I haven't done that one. You can also do it 1 to 7 up to, 49 generations. So that's a lot. You can really go back on that if you want to. And definitely it looks like a very, very helpful clearing, Ron.
Yes, That is
okay,
correct.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Larry.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, back to you, Annika.
So just see an interesting comment here from Tina. February 28th is the last day of Black History Month. Very, very interesting. Was that somebody calling?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Who's out there?
Well, this is Janice from Wisconsin. It was very, very interesting that Ron was talking about Hitler tonight because we are going through an uproar here in Wisconsin. They're calling our new governor the new Hitler. He's trying to take away the rights of the common people and the unions, and he is just, you know, a classic psychopath. Now he stepped in, and now he's taking over. So I had some questions with Ron. What can we do about that without, you know, trying to, you know, play the ball game of the psychic attack of what he's trying to do to us? What is good for a protest? You know, I mean, I've been sitting here and neutral about it all, but I would love some advice on what to do.
What I would do to help everybody associated with that issue, okay? Remember, let's just say that since you're in Wisconsin, that we'll just draw some conclusions here. You're just kind of fabricating something. So we'll just say that everybody in Wisconsin, because you live in the same state, happens to be in the same timeline, okay? Remember, you're in that movie. So what I would do then is do timeline crashes for yourself, which will affect everybody on that timeline that deals with those types of issues. And that might help you out a lot. Remember, each time you go into a different timeline and you relate to it, then those energies can affect you and everybody else. So I have the name of the movie here that I watched. It might be interesting if you're interested here. It says Secrets of War, then it says Nazi Warfare, and that's all that's in there. It's 1998. There's two episodes to it. I only saw the first one, and they call it the phony war, okay? So that's what they're calling it. Secrets of War, series on this video focused on the phony war, or Sitz Craig or something. Sitz Craig, that led up to the Nazi invasion of France and the French underground resistance movement that emerged after the country was invaded. So anyway, that's what the movie is. You could probably type in that German word, Sitz Craig, but it was called the Phony War. That was before we really got involved in World War II. So for food for thought for anybody, that might be interesting to watch. And if you do watch it, then look at it as the aliens mind controlling everybody. So that's the way I was looking at that. I go, wow. So yeah, so for your answer, I would do a timeline crash on the issues, the emotional issues that you perceive as affecting you. And once those issues are released, maybe everybody will have some peace and balance, because when you do the clearing, it puts you back into the moment, and then you're out of duality. That's why the clearings are so good. So does that help you a little
bit? Okay, thank you. I think the slavery one really hit really hard, too, because people, you know, do not want to go back to the servant and to being the slave and the bondage. And I think that's why it's hitting everybody so emotionally, and why they're protesting this government. So, okay, thanks, Ron, and thank you, Annika. Thanks for all that you guys do.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks for calling.
So, yeah, those timeline crashes are very nice, because they could probably help out. And, you know, when we first started doing these, I asked for comments from people, and they would actually, you know, or you, people listening, would come on the fast chat and say how people around you were behaving. You know, you can go to the website, you know, and look under photos. And the New York ones, the last three are, I think, of the timeline clouds that were crashed. They were like ice cubes there up in the sky, really strange-looking clouds. So our show is coming to an end, everybody. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and we have our Q&A coming up this Friday, and then also we have our marathon body rejuvenation sessions coming up this coming weekend, and we'll be putting that up on the website probably tomorrow. So blessings to all of you. Thank you for listening, and hope you helped you out. And, yeah, that's interesting on the Black History Month here, the last day. So it's appropriate for slavery clearing. Bye, everybody.
Bye.